Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Anthony Sanguiliano, Sanguiliano. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Sanguiliano as described in my report of 9/21/18. He is now a 52-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 2/24/17. He asserts he was overworked at his job and had bad working conditions leading to injuries to his back. Period. He went to Kennedy Hospital emergency room for this. Period. Had further evaluation and treatment, including laminectomy on his back on 3/1/18. Period. He completed his course of treatment about 2 years ago. Period. In paragraph, you have informed me that he received an order approving settlement on 9/20/19 to be inserted from your cover letter. You have also provided information relative to Dr. Mitchell's and Dr. Lowe's evaluations, also marked on the bottom of page 1 and the top of page 2 of your letter. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show Mr. Sanguiliano had a repeat lumbar MRI on 5/11/21 compared to a study of 6/1/18 to be inserted. Period. He was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shaw again on 7/15/21. Period. He gave a history that on 2/24/17 he was making pretzels and loading 50-pound bags of flour and felt his back pull. Period. He dropped to the ground due to his pain. Period. He stated he was doing the job of three people and his work conditions were not safe. Period. He was last seen in 2017 when he was scheduled to undergo lumbar laminectomy and decompression bilaterally at L2-3. Period. On 3/1/18, he underwent surgery by Dr. Mitchell, after which he reports he did not get better. Period. He had no interim treatment and rated his pain at 11/10. Period. He complained of low back pain as well as left leg pain and numbness in the left leg and pain in his foot. Period. History was also remarkable for migraines, anxiety and depression, hypertension, and sleep apnea. Period. He related he continues to fall and has difficulty without the use of a cane. Period. He was evaluated and Dr. Shaw reviewed x-rays from 5/21/21 and the MRI of 5/11/21, both to be inserted as marked. He offered several diagnostic impressions that will be inserted from the top of page 2, but he also gave a lengthy explanation as to this petitioner's overall presentation. Period. He recommended electrodiagnostic testing of the left lower extremity. Period. In paragraph on 11/11/21, Mr. Sanguiliano was seen again by Dr. Shaw. Period. He referenced a report of Dr. Mitchell in comparison to his own evaluation. Period. Those descriptions will be inserted as marked, which essentially is that full progress note. Period. In paragraph on 12/8/21, he did have an EMG by Dr. Nod to be inserted. Period. On 12/6/21, he underwent a CAT scan of the lumbar spine compared to an MRI of 5/11/21 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, The petitioner continued to see Dr. Shah on 4-8-22 ongoing. Prepared at this visit, he did have the results of the CAT scan and EMG. Period. Upon his independent review, there was evidence of significant neural impingement, particularly at L2-3, and when taken into context of the MRI done in May 2021, the most stenosis is at L2-3, with calcified disc herniation noted. But there was also evidence of neural foraminal impingement at L3-4 as well as L4-5 noted. Period. The petitioner did not want to undergo additional surgical intervention, although he was advised he could benefit from lumbar decompression from L1 through 3. Period. If he decided to pursue surgery, he may benefit from a further workup with an updated MRI scan. But he was to return in 1 month. Period. He saw Dr. Shah again on 5-6-22. Period. Mr. Sanguiliano expressed he did not wish to proceed with any type of surgical intervention. Period. From a spine surgical perspective, he was at a treatment plateau and maximum medical improvement. Period. He had persistent discomfort with regard to neural impingement in the lumbar spine. Period. Physical exam. He related having hearing problems in his right ear with 80% loss. Period. He relates he went to see a doctor on his own and had an MRI and x-rays of his neck. Period. The day after the evaluation, he was going to go to Novacare to get an injection on his neck. Period. This physician was Dr. Kepler, K-E-P-L-E-R. Period. He related having disc problems in his neck, radiating to the left arm. Period. General appearance, there was peeling skin of the right thumb web space, but skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. Extremities lower, he was wearing shorts and had dried paint on his legs that he confirmed was paint. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. He declined examination of the cervical spine due to discomfort. Period. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with an antalgic gait on the left without using a cane. Period. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. He changed positions and screamed loudly as if in severe pain. Period. He was able to squat to 30 degrees and rise. Period. Inspection revealed a left paramedian longitudinal scar, measuring 1 inch in length by preservable or dotted curve. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 30 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. Period. Bilateral side bending. Scratch that. Extension caused relief of his symptoms. Period. Bilateral side bending was full to 25 degrees without discomfort. Period. Bilateral rotation was full, eliciting him screaming as if in severe pain. Period. It should be noted his blood pressure and pulse rate did not correlate with his severe reactions. Period. Seated straight leg raising maneuver on the left at 50 degrees elicited low back tenderness with no radicular complaints. Period. He did have a positive extension response, but a negative slump test. Period. Supine straight leg raising maneuver on the right at 65 degrees and left at 60 degrees elicited screaming pain. Period. There were no radicular complaints elicited. Period. freshens. Anthony Sanguigliano injured his back at work on 2/24/17, as marked in my prior report. Appeared since evaluated here. He received an order approving settlement. Appeared he pursued additional evaluation and treatment. Appeared this included with neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell and spine surgeon Dr. Shaw. Period. An additional diagnostic workup was performed by way of MRI, EMG, and CAT scan. Period. Nevertheless, Mr. Sanguigliano did not wish to pursue any further surgical intervention and was placed at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current examination demonstrated significant signs of functional overlay. Period. This included his screaming as if in severe pain with bilateral lumbar extension and supine straight leg raise maneuvers bilaterally. Period. Nevertheless, there were no radicular complaints elicited, and provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant dyspathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. He walked with an antalgic gait on the left but did not utilize his cane. Period. When changing positions, he also screamed out in pain. Period. New paragraph. My opinions, incidentally noted, were dried paint marks on his legs that he confirmed was due to him painting. Period. Nevertheless, he states he has been out of work since his injury more than 5 years ago. Period. He relates his symptoms are worse now than when they first began, although is not taking any prescribed pain or anti-inflammatory medication. Period. He does appear to be more physically active than he would otherwise portray. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency all the same as before and will be marked to insert here. Period. End.